Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
What's up, Will? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. If it's hard to hear us at all, just let us know, but we're kind of wonky. Just deal with us. Thank you for joining us. We got Sambo down in Australia. Allie's in Iowa. Matt sucks because he's in Florida. It's nice and warm. It just got warm here. I'm in Missouri. And then, Gabriel, you're in California?
Yeah, I'm in Cali.
Nice. Well, thank you for being here. We're excited to have you. Let's talk about what you've been doing lately, and what you got going on coming up soon.
Just pretty much right back to training. I kind of live in the gym, so I don't like to take too much time off, unless I have to because of like an injury or something like that. Other than that, I'm right back in the gym always. I'm actually having a PRK eye surgery on a week from tomorrow, so gonna have to take off like a month, I think, and then write that back in.
What is that? Can you explain to us if it's not like if there's no HIPAA laws against you?
Nah, so it's basically like LASIK. It's just eye surgery. I'm kind of blind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I had that done. It was the best surgery I ever had.
You see, I'm just trying to be like you.
Yeah.
Did you fight with contacts ever and not let the refs know?
No, I usually just go in there blind and just, you know, do my best. But I'm really looking forward to be able to see when punches are coming at my face.
Ooh.
It's a life changer.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be. That's what everyone keeps telling me. They're like, you're going to be, it's going to look like you're looking at a, you know, high definition TV or something like that. And
yeah. Do you wear contacts right now or glasses outside, or is it not that bad?
No, I wear my glasses when I'm like, I have to when I drive and all that stuff. So I wear my glasses. I tried contacts when I'm training, but they like fall out and stuff. So then I was just like, whatever. And I just usually train and fight without them.
Yeah. I've trained without contacts, but I can't see like past here. So it's kind of like a blur. So I just punch the colors. It's different for everyone else because I feel like I don't like telling people like that you have like any kind of stigma or is that something you kind of like held to yourself for a while? Like,
no, I mean, I don't care. I mean, I'm gonna go out there and fight regardless. Them knowing that my eyes don't work too good isn't gonna be a big deal.
It's like your kryptonite, like he's blind.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's they're out there trying to beat me whether my eyes work or not, so I'm not about it. But yeah, so like my main problem is my astigmatism. Like, so I have really bad depth perception.
Okay. Me too.
Bad when punches are coming towards my face. So yeah, definitely happy and super excited to have that fixed.
Don't watch videos on how they do the procedure. It will turn you off.
Yeah, I mean, they explained it a little bit and I was like,
yeah,
kind of cutting edge and crazy, but you know, I'm all for it. I'll be able to see.
So do you have any like at home workouts you're planning on doing while you're doing recovery since you can't train?
Yeah, for the, they said don't get sweat in my eyes for the first week. So I think the first week I'm going to do absolutely nothing. And then after that, they're like, just don't get poked in the eye whatsoever. So yeah, that totally takes out sparring and like rolling even because those accidental eye pokes happen. So I'm just going to work a lot of, just like a lot of bag work. I have a bag set up and everything at the house. So it's going to be just drilling.
Did they tell you that you would actually go blind for a few seconds while you're doing it?
They did not mention that whatsoever.
You should know that because like my brother got it and freaked out when he was in the surgery.
Don't scare him.
Yeah.
No, yeah, all they said was that it's gonna be like it's like a 15-minute procedure.
Yeah.
Out and then
it's start quick.
Yeah, they said it's gonna feel like I have like scabs or scratches on my eyes for the couple days, but then but the good news is even with that feeling, they said my eyes are so bad that from the minute I open them up, it's gonna be dramatic.
Yeah.
You gotta take like one of those TikTok videos like where you're crying and everyone's like clapping that you can't really see. Okay, I'm being an ass about that. All right. Sorry. I think it's funny when they, because usually you see those videos like with the people that have like they're colorblind and they finally the camera they can finally see the color pink.
Yeah.
Thinking like
everything has to be documented on TikTok now.
I was gonna put something on with like I can see clearly now. You know, like that's
milk it. Dad sappy music to that. Just get your ratings up. So I was interested. I was looking at your stats and I was writing some notes off to the side for the rest of the hosts. I love the fact that you're 1-1 in the UFC right now. You're 10-3 for your overall pro at welterweight. But you've had 6-fight win streak. And before that was a 9-fight win streak or a 9-win streak. And the only thing that was in between there that stopped your 6th win streak was a super short last minute notice for your fight against Daniel Rodriguez. So I thought that was really good. Is there anything, and everything you've done, you've not even gone really to the distance. You're a finisher. You finish. I was counting how many people you finished. So you've only went to distance like 5 times because you're punching them or submitting them, which yeah. I love. But how did you feel about that for a fight notice? Did you feel like pretty in good shape? And it was a decision loss. So that's not even like you got knocked out or anything.
Yeah, for D-Rod, I was – that was basically 2 years off the couch.
That was nice.
Yeah, I was not anywhere near like prepared for that fight. You know, I love to fight. And so that's pretty much all it was like, that's my coach hit me up and it was 4 a.m. and he was like, you want to go fight this Saturday? And I was like, yes. And so he just, you know.
How can you make a decision at 4:00 in the morning?
Well, I mean. It's pretty much always just going to be yes. He was just clarifying.
Okay.
But so actually in 2018, my prior fight before getting signed to the UFC, I broke my hand that fight. And so I was like seeing an orthopedic. And while I was there, I had him look at my shoulder because it had been bugging me forever. And it turns out I needed shoulder surgery along with like the hand surgery that they did to fix that. So I was just doing rehab and not training whatsoever. And the UFC called me, I think 3 times during my layoff, trying to get me to go fight. And every time I had to tell them no. So now I was, you know, I was good to go. I still wasn't training because right when I got cleared to go back to training, COVID kind of happened and killed everything. So I hadn't even seen my coach for like 3 months when he hit me up. And he was like, you know, do you want to go fight? And I was like, I mean, I've been running and I'm in shape. As far as that goes, I was really rusty and like hadn't drilled with anybody or had punches thrown at me in forever. But I was like, I mean, I'm down. My body works. You know, there's no reason for me to say no otherwise. And I definitely didn't want to tell them no after telling them no all those other times. I was like, I feel like they're going to stop hitting me up after
this.
Just go.
So that's awesome.
Yeah. So then yeah. I went out there and I did my best. It wasn't good enough for the win, but you know.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you went the distance only 5 times in your pro career, and one of them was your 1 loss after your 6-fight win streak. And to go the distance, I mean, it wasn't like you copped out or you got knocked out in the first and the second. Like, you still went all the way to decision, and that's the only reason why you lost in that one. So yeah. That's impressive for not having much before. Like, that, it's just like, oh, it's like, yeah, you didn't fight before that, but that's pretty impressive to come off your break like that. It makes it for you, like, so I was intrigued. So,
do you ever spend much time thinking about your opponents? You said you just kind of got hit up on, and you're like, yeah, sure.
Not really. I mean, I'm a fighter. I like to fight. Like I said, when if I'm in a situation where they give me a couple fights, and they're like, I mean, who do you prefer to fight? I usually don't even handle that really. You know, I like ask my coach, like, I don't know, you're the guy with all the MMA knowledge. Who do you think I should fight? You know, and I kind of let them decide. And then I just go in there, you know, do my best to be the best me that I can be on fight night and then just try to handle it.
Okay.
Okay. real quick, Cormac, I'm going to interrupt you, Gabriel, real quick. Just because Brian, or not Brian, Matt, did Matt tell you about what he expects us to do while interviewing you?
Not really.
Oh, no. This will be after the interview. This will be after.
Oh, is it after? Okay, good. So I was like,
we're doing a hard food challenge.
Yeah. So maybe next time you join us, you can join us. We're supposed to be eating some really spicy stuff. So I don't know if I was supposed to be starting to eat. It's like a, we'll show you too, but it's like super flaming hot, like Satan's toe. So you're gonna miss out on the fun kind of, unless you want
to. This is what it looks like outside the package.
I don't get to do it because I'm thinking in Australia.
Your mouth.
That is not a penis.
It's a toe. You know,
I like. I'm a fat ass secretly. Like you usually can't tell. I have like abs and stuff in my pictures, but it's mostly TikTok. It's not real.
You just contour your belly.
I love food, and I go do food challenges and stuff like that all the time.
There's better pictures even of that, of your abs. I was
just food challenges like what, Gabriel?
Like, what's, you know, like, so like, I love the, and I love spicy. So I go do like the spicy, like eat, like, or like, the, you know, like Buffalo Wild Wings has their 12 wings and whatever. Like I did it in like 2 minutes. Like I'll just like, and then like, there's this other spot that's super good over here in Cali called Smoke and Fire. And they have a super hot chicken like challenge in. You have to eat, I think it's 3 tenders, but they're like fat ass tenders, and then sit there without any water for 5 minutes after. And I did that one too. So yeah, I just look around, just
find.
Do you ever do the ones where you gotta eat like 5 pounds of meat?
You know what? I haven't done that one, but I was just looking into a, I think it was a 6 pound calzone. And I was like, that sounds good. And it's like got like meatballs and French fries and all kinds of stuff inside of there. So I might just
French
try. Yeah, it's a super random calzone, but it's it looks good in the picture.
But you like
so what do you like eating after you win a fight?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a fat steak. Steaks, so, and like some sweet potatoes. So they're fire.
Yeah.
That's, what about before after weigh-ins?
So like right after, I'm lucky, like it's so like when you're in the UFC, they have all your meals and stuff just kind of ready for you. So it's super easy. This time it was what was it? It was like a bolognese, but on top of sweet potatoes. I love sweet potatoes.
You love sweet potatoes?
I really do.
I've never met anyone that likes them as much as he does.
Do you eat that at Thanksgiving? Sweet potato casserole?
What was that?
Sweet potato casserole. Do you have that at Thanksgiving?
A tuna casserole?
No, God, no.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato casserole.
Oh, sweet potato casserole. Oh, heck yeah. Sweet potato casseroles are so good. I actually just had one. This last week when we were watching the fights, and my friend made a bunch of steaks, and then she had sweet potato casserole.
That's like against the rules, but I'm okay with that.
Do you prefer the purple sweet potato or the orange one?
We usually do the
two.
Usually do the orange ones. Yeah. I don't think I've ever tasted the purple ones.
It's good. Purple ones, yum. Yeah.
I need to expand on my sweet potato taste.
Mm. Yeah, I was like, I never heard of the purple ones.
Yeah, can you remember the why or what is it? Do you know what the name of it's called?
The purple one?
Yeah.
Nah.
They're good. They're fine. It's like those are the fingerling potatoes, like when they're purple potatoes. Like, I don't know what it about, like the colored fruit is like purple shit. It feels like you're like a 5-year-old again. So, I don't know. So, what else? So, let's see what you got. So do you have anything despite your eye surgery come up? Are they planning anything for you later in the year? Did you know about that?
Yeah, I was actually, so I just messaged them because I wanted to go to Tiger Muay Thai in Thailand and train there after my eye surgery. So I like
reached
out to the UFC and I was like, so what do you guys think about this? And they're like, don't go anywhere. We're going to have you fight in like July. Like, oh, okay. I guess I'll just wait to do my little vacation. So there's no opponent, but I'm probably going to be fighting again in July or late June.
I was looking at one of your, I was looking at the comments because I was looking at your clip of when you're talking to Joe Rogan because you like walked the opposite way and Joe Rogan was giving you shit. But I was looking at the comments. You know, people think you look like Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah, people think that a lot. I remember
really?
First. when I first got signed to the UFC and like they put my pictures up with D-Rod, they were calling me the wish version of Masvidal, and I was like, wow. Oh, God. But I mean, we both got braids and stuff. We got the beard going on. I'm just a little more tan. So I guess I'll take it.
Have you met him?
I haven't met him, but I'd love to win the BMF belt. So if he still has that, definitely. Eventually.
We'll call him out. Yeah. Jorge Masvidal, your twins calling.
Just doppelgangers fighting at each other.
The better looking one, or not the looking one, the better fighting one of the look-alike. Yeah, I like that.
Very celebrity death match.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
And fun fact, if The Rock is still handling the giving away of the belt, we were born on the same day. So like it's only right.
It's fate. It's fate.
Wait, I thought your birthday's in May. Are you a Gemini?
I am a Taurus, May 2nd.
Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. I'm getting backwards. Okay, so yeah, later in the month. So you're quiet and in a bad attitude, or you're kind of tough.
Is right? That what that means? I just know it means I like food, and that like 100%.
One of my best friends is a Taurus. She loves to eat, but she's really quiet, but the temper is there. Like, they're not like a loud person. Are you a loud person, or are you kind of like to yourself? And
I'm like semi-loud, but semi-loud. You know, like there's a time and a place for it. I'm also kind of like a hermit and just like spend all my time in the gym training by myself, or you know, with the team if I'm there. But like if I'm in a social environment, I get pretty. You know, I just like making people laugh and stuff, so I'm usually the clown.
What about your fight career? How was it transitioning over to the UFC?
It was emotional. Like, girl, because it's like I haven't fought in forever, and then they come and I like, you know, I finally get the deal I want. The UFC comes and tells me to go fight for them, and I can finally say yes. So like that week I had to take care of a whole bunch of medical stuff, and it really didn't set in, but like when it set in, like, and it like in the worst place possible, as I'm walking to the cage, I'm like, holy shit, I'm about to fight right now. Like, I'm gonna fight for the UFC. And there was like my eyes started watering, and I was like, no. Back up. I was like, I got a job to do right now. So then yeah, that's like, and that's when it hit me, and it was like it was kind of just like a big moment. Like, and then I was like, all right, wait. Let me fight first. I'll like feel this later.
I wonder if anyone has.
Was it intimidating at all?
What was that?
Was it intimidating at all getting that offer?
Nah. It was just, especially so like D-Rod, I was actually supposed to fight him like a month after I fought. I was like already scheduled. The contract was already like in my email. I just had to sign it, but I wanted to get through my other fight first, and it was scheduled like 5 weeks after the fight that I broke my hand in. So I was already kind of familiar with him. Don't be wrong. Like, he had been training for 2 years while I was just kind of doing nothing. So I figured, you know, he got like a little better at least, you know, but I wasn't really, scared to fight, particularly him. When we fought in, May of last year, I was just like, oh, sweet. You know, I finally get to fight with the guy that I was meant to fight or supposed to fight with way back when. So I was more excited than anything.
Just got him at the right place in the right time now.
Yeah.
And back to win the second one after that one.
How did you break your hand?
I punched the guy in the face a lot. And then...
That'll do it.
Yeah, I knocked him out in the second round, but... I think towards the end of the first, I cracked him, and he took, the guy had like a mean chin, and I guess one of the punches landed just a little weird. Like, it was a boxer's fracture, so it was like the back two knuckles just popped. And yeah, like I continued to throw it in the second round, and then eventually I was able to like finish him so that the ref threw me off of him in the second. But yeah, it just hurt. The punch landed just, you know, on the wrong knuckles, and then just gave. So
did they put a plate in anything for a while?
No, they just like, it wasn't nothing like super crazy. They strapped me to this machine and like pulled my fingers apart and then put my hand down. And it kind of looked like a Chinese finger trap, but like more medieval and torturous. It was, but yeah, like I was stuck like this. Like they just left, pull my bones apart and then had them set and then immediately casted everything up and so it wouldn't move. Yeah, it wasn't like a super, super crazy procedure or anything, but it was definitely something to see.
Did you just be careful of that hand?
I was at first, but yeah, I think like even like going like shooting or sprawling at first and like putting my hand on the floor, it was like pretty tender at first, but yeah. Not at throwing a strike or anything, it feels perfectly fine. I don't really worry about it too much.
We were just talking about this with someone. I don't think it was between us girls or if it was someone else, but they're just asking about, like, you know, how do people fight in their fight when they break their hands? Did you know that adrenaline was broken, one, during the fight, like, immediately? Or is it something like that once adrenaline wore off that's when you started feeling it? And two, if you did feel it, how was it continuously striking?
Yeah. I knew it was – I threw a punch afterwards, and I knew right there that – I mean, I don't know if it was broken, but I knew definitely something felt off, like just like the – it just didn't feel like as stable or like, you know, like it just – every the hand itself, like it just didn't feel right. Something was off. I didn't know it was broken until I took my – you know, had the glove off and they cut the wraps off, and then I looked down and like both my bones were like sticking. Not through the skin, but they were like protruding through. And I was like, oh, yeah. That explains it. I mean, I'm trying to win though. When you're in there, you're really not focused on your body hurting. You're just trying to, you know, get the dub and do everything you can to win. So just kept on throwing it through an elbow. So like it wasn't the hand. So like, you know, that took some oomph off of it. But yeah, you're not really, at least with me, I wasn't really too worried about it being broken or hurt. I knew it wasn't right, but I knew I had my job to do, so I was going to go out and, you know, try and finish it.
Were you worried that your opponent was going to notice that you were kind of favoring one of your hands?
You know what? I tried my best not to favor it. I was still throwing it. I actually dropped them with the right hand when they finished it. So, yeah, I mean, I just fought through it completely. I acted like giant best poker face I could put on and just kept on throwing it.
Oh, awesome.
And so I remember there was one time I busted my nose like first round of fight and I had to just like play it off like, hey, it didn't bother me and I was just going to keep fighting, but I was just like gushing the whole time. Yeah.
It's what you have to do, because if you show any weakness, you know, like they're going to go.
Because I remember I was like, I got to think fast. And I was like, the only time like I would ever be worried that I broke somebody else's nose is if it looked like all I did was piss them off and like they're just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you see someone and when you see that you have them hurt, you know, it's like it's the easiest way to win. So most fighters are going to try to capitalize on that every time. So if you are hurt, you got to be the best actor you can be and just act like it didn't hurt you.
Yeah, that's what I always tell people. Like, don't show anything. Yeah, the poker face. I think that's a talent in itself.
Well, that's like one thing I was trying to remind myself, like you only have a certain amount of minutes to be in there. So just like suck it the fuck up. It's minutes. You just have to get through.
Yeah, just like 15 at most, 25. Yeah,
nothing. With a broken hand.
Did you say you're going over to Thailand? And were you going over for like business or vacation?
No, absolute business. I'm going to train. I'm going to be at every single class that's, you know, available to me and just let it. I don't really take too many like vacation. It's going to be cool to have a nice change of scenery, but yeah, when I go out there, it's just going to be.
Sambo trained in Thailand. Where was it you trained at?
I've been at Tiger Muay Thai, Phuket Singer, just that fighter street. I've been along there. It's so much, you're going to have so much fun, Gabriel. You should go when it's April, Thai's New Year. They have like water guns and everyone's drinking and like on the street with masks, like mid-April, go that time.
Yeah, the water festival.
Made it. So I was planning on going now that they told me. So I was going to go, it was going to be late April late after I get cleared after my eyes. But then they're like, no, you're go fight first. So now I'm planning to go after my fight in July. So I was thinking August-ish, but I don't know. Maybe I have to go back in April if that's the time to be. Because apparently my management team knows a lot of people out there, and they can get me back if I want to be back there. So definitely looking to use Team Iridium's cookups as much as possible.
A lot of fun.
Who's your favorite fighter, Gabriel? Like, who do you look up to?
Favorite fighter? Yeah, so, like, growing up, I wasn't even super into MMA. I was more like a boxing fan, and I really looked up to Mike Tyson and I was like, how do I combine these two guys together? I want to fight like both of them at the same time. And it didn't make any sense because their styles are like complete opposites, but you know, that's what I was always trying to do. And as far as MMA goes, I was a really big fan of, you know, Anderson Silva, GSP. I love GSP's work ethic. The fact that he didn't wrestle at all and he's considered one of the best wrestlers in MMA, it's like mind blowing to me. So GSP is probably like my absolute favorite.
Did you ever listen to his podcast with Joe Rogan? That's one of my favorite podcasts to listen.
I have
smart man.
I got to check it out.
Yeah, chill sometime. Just throw on Joe Rogan and GSP. I love that podcast. Like, one of my favorites. Just them digging it out with each other. And it just, he's such a nice guy, but it's interesting with Joe Rogan picking his brain. So, highly recommend that one. Especially since, yeah, I love GSP. His accent.
Definitely go check it out. I think I've seen some clips on it, like where he's talking about intermittent fasting and stuff like that, if it's the same one. But yeah, I haven't sat down and watched it in its entirety.
Like a few years ago, but it was just addictive. Normally I don't listen to like full podcasts all the time, depending on who's talking, if I'm really interested in it. But that one was a good one, like from start to finish. So it's a good time especially if you're driving or flying somewhere and you just need some like time for just like listening to something. Yeah,
just listen to it on my giant long 14 or whatever 20-hour trip to Thailand.
Yeah.
Well, do you know how to ride a scooter, Gabriel?
Don't know how to what?
Do you know how to ride a scooter?
I do. I have.
Oh, that's so good.
Go jump on.
You need to know how to ride one when you're on that street.
Man, you just jump on the tutus.
The tuk-tuks.
It's so much fun, and like, you know what? There's so many people that die and get hurt from those scooters, like. Yeah, like if you're just going 40 k's an hour and you hit someone, like you're definitely going to fall and scrape something. But if you're going 60 kilometers an hour, you're definitely going to break something if you impact. Yeah, so.
I have my motorcycle license. I don't ride though because my little brother and my older brother both got hit on their bikes. But yeah, they're like, stay away from bikes because, you know, I'm trying to fight and stuff like that. So I have, like, not been on a bike in forever. But
if it's that's a scooter.
No, like, on that fighter street where Tiger Muay Thai's on, yeah. A few people died on that street because they're either drunk or riding on a wet road.
I'll make sure. Yeah, I'll make sure if I'm on a scooter, I'm not drunk.
No scooters. I think they're frightening you.
There's plenty more to do in Thailand than scooters. So
that's really not what they're known for.
Yeah, they're more known for.
I'm gonna come back, be a part, like just have a scooter tatted on my shoulder. Like they fully embrace the life.
All could join the gang.
Yeah, try to join the scooter gang down there.
It's really a lot more intense than what you think. It's on this fighter street. We all know Muay Thai. All right.
So
I'm trying to get Anne for this whole thing.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. I like calling people by their full name. Do you like Gabriel or Gabe is more?
I mean, I don't, just growing up, I would only get called Gabriel if I was in trouble, really. So like everyone just calls me, you know, Gabe. Now a lot of people call me Gifted, but I mean,
would whatever. You go by Gibby if possible?
I kind of like, but yeah, if someone called me that, I'd turn around.
Gifted in what?
Gifted in a lot of.
Oh my god.
We're harassing him now.
So, one, would you be willing to come back on and do our spicy food challenge?
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's not like he's gonna win. He's got experience.
Because gifted, you were just wondering. That's part.
I mean, if you want, you could do like some shots of hot sauce and participate.
I don't know if we have any house right now, but maybe next time. No, for sure. For sure, next time. If you guys like, just let me know. Like, what's everyone?
Yeah,
we'll just like burn our taste buds off like 3 times by then. So
I'll have to get your address so I can send you the.
Yeah, we'll send you the stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure, I'm down.
Also, would you like to shout out your sponsors and anybody that's helped you along the way?
Yeah, shout out to Tracy Hess with Tracy Hess Sub Fighter. He's my main head coach, and then Antonio McKee out of the Body Shop. All those guys that I train with, Bryce out of Rising Sun Muay Thai, and then Chewy out of I just started training with him boxing too. So I feel like my next fight, you guys are gonna see like an even better me, because I'm training with these guys that are turning me into a super killer. And then Jason House out of with Team Iridium for, you know, being the best manager ever. And thank you guys for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was good having you on.
We watch when you keep in touch with us.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you up on your DM so you can send me your address. We'll get you a safe.
That sounds so weird. Here.
Just slide into the
DMs. I am in your DMs.
It's not any of the girls who's mad sliding.
I want to send you a gift.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. Yeah, hit me up, and then I'll shoot you the information. And then, you know, I'm looking forward to trying it. hopefully it's not too bad for you guys.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll be good. But thank you.
Keep watching the show. You'll see him.
For sure.
Peace out. Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, man.
It was cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, he was actually really neat.
He's so chilled.
Yeah, he's nice, and especially since he likes the spicy food, that's interesting. So I'm like, maybe he is the right one to do this.
Yes.
Yeah, but not all the food challenges are spicy. Some of them are just disgusting.
Oh God.
Yeah. Like Bean Boozled?
Yeah.
I had a friend that did Fear Factor.
Oh, really?
What did he
Which
eat?
One? Did the chef eat some kind of testicle?
He ate eyeballs.
No.
Big old eyeballs. The Luxor Hotel, the Pyramid Hotel.
Mm.
It was crazy.
I hate when they eat like intestines and like off stuff.
Do you like sausage?
Yeah. Stuff?
I do.
That's intestine. I love.
Oh, okay. I'm
just gonna love.
We make a sausagette for my family a lot, and my dad will just sit there, eat the raw pork, and pull out the intestines that we're about to put the meat into, and he'll just start chewing on the intestines. Little to say, he got like 7 ulcers 1 year, and we thought he was gonna
I didn't think
there's no flavor in the intestine. Does he just like chewing it?
Yeah, it's just like they mix it in
with other things.
It's nasty.
I say, do you guys like pepperoni?
Well, you know what that means.
It's time for
Oh no.
It's time for the challenge.
I'm getting my questions ready.
I got some questions ready.
This, my boyfriend thought this was a
difficult,
guys. Not a sponsor either, but bam, bam, bam.
Now, let me see how I can play with this window here. So,
I'm kind of scared. Sabo is not going to be joining us on this. She's just going to be watching.
I know.
I'm going to look away for a second.
Right, so, who wants to go first, I guess, would be the biggest question.
Do you want me to, or do you want it? I'm down to do either, but I just like to ask a question.
I would get strength from watching Karen go first.
Sure. Let's do rock, paper, scissors.
Oh
yeah, we can do that. That's fair.
Okay, ready?
Matt,
put your hand out.
I got 5 on Karen.
Oh, my nails are pink. That's so weird. I have green nails.
Ready?
Ready?
Ready? One, green two, three.
Okay, one, two, three. Fucker. Again, two out of three? Two out of three?
One, two, three. Someone's got to count.
Is it two out of three,
one?
Though?
Sure.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Three.
Wow.
No, you check. Don't yeah. get. No one gives a half time off.
That's too low.
Ready?
There you
go. One, two, three.
No, you cheater.
No, I think she's lagging. That's the problem.
How we do this?
All right, all right. I got a number between 1 and 10.
Oh, okay. First. All
right. Seven.
Seven.
You both said seven?
I just said seven.
One.
Three.
It was three.
Fucker. Oh, she gets to go?
I mean, I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Shit.
Okay.
Second.
All right.
How long do I have to ask questions for? Do you have to?
Yeah. I get my towel ready.
I'm scared.
All right, so we're going to basically.
Wait, can I go first?
Basically, we're you can't drink anything during this time period. It'll be 5 minutes, and we're going to ask questions while you're sucking on the fire stick. And so if you take a drink or need something, then you're a chump.
Okay.
Oh, last are you going to be timing it?
I got a spit bucket and everything. I'm ready.
Yeah, so I got a bucket, I got a towel, I got some ice water, I got some TP to blow my nose because Sabs don't eat spicy food.
All right, 1 minute here.
Are we asking her any kind of questions? What are we doing?
I guess any questions.
Just a second here. Put that up there. All right, let's go.
All right. Now?
5 minutes.
Now. Got 5 minutes on the clock.
And then answer with that sucker in there.
All right.
Okay. You don't like it already?
I can feel it.
You can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What kind of music do you like to work out to, and why?
Metal.
Metal.
Like old metal. I love old metal. Or are we talking like new emo shit?
Slipknot.
Oh shit! You're talking like mid 2000s, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh no. What's up, Michelle Million?
What is your biggest fear?
Height.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite animal?
Wolf.
Wolf. Oh, I kind of know that. I think you have, don't you have that as your
making that sucker really well.
Mm-hmm. She's not really sucking it. She's just
twist that motherfucker around.
Is she allowed to sit? Well, I'm gonna sit. Don't take that sucker out.
What's on your bucket list this year?
Oh, it's kind of hot.
That one? Okay.
You said it's kind of hot?
Her face is starting to get a little red, if I can kind of tell. You got 3 minutes, though. Your face is turning red.
Oh, wow.
What's the saddest movie you've ever seen and why?
Hang on. My Sister's Keeper.
Why would that? So why was that?
What really makes you angry?
Rude people.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Did we ask your favorite color?
No.
What is it?
Black.
Yeah.
You're so dark, Allie.
Do you normally eat spicy food, Allie? Come on, you got 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
If you could vacation anywhere, where would you vacation at?
Eyes watering.
Italy.
Why would you vacation there?
I gotta be, I'm done.
Oh! 2 minutes. You're scaring me. I don't want to have my stomach hurt.
How do you feel?
That shit hurts. I don't even know how to describe that.
Did it taste bad?
No, not like the hot pepper.
Did it taste bad, though, or is it spicy? Or does it taste kind of good but spicy?
It's like cinnamon.
Oh, I hate cinnamon. Come on. Cinnamon. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with people that eat cinnamon candies. Like, what is wrong?
I don't like it.
I thought you were doing really well at first.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, she's a champ.
My lips are red.
I'm scared because I have to work out after this still.
So do you have any milk or anything?
Not with
He's
me.
He's trying to do his tonight.
It's only fitting you go first. You came up with this challenge, so.
I'm kind of thankful that Amazon didn't allow Matt to send that to me.
I'm so glad, too. You're up, Karen.
Cool, but I'm kind of scared.
I'll be right back.
Have stomach problems tomorrow.
Allie needs a second.
I got to grab some dairy real quick.
I have a bottle of water, but I don't know if it's going to do anything. When it's done.
Yeah, you probably need milk.
Yeah.
A bucket or anything or a towel.
Yeah, apparently it's illegal in Australia.
What? This?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking. They just wouldn't let me send it.
I was like, everything else in Australia could kill you, so we're afraid of it.
Yeah.
That is ugly.
They have their limits.
Not before. My stupid green nails. What the hell? Look at that.
Are you gonna put it all in or just the tip?
Would you like to know? how you doing?
I have frozen yogurt.
Ooh, is that sour cream or is it yogurt you said?
Frozen yogurt. I think I'm just gonna eat sour cream.
If it's hot enough, you'll eat whatever.
I love sour cream. Shit, I'm scared. And I
all right.
You just gotta be my time.
Ready?
Oh, you can smell the cinnamon.
Yep.
That's so disgusting.
Ooh, my lips hurt.
It's gonna be more disgusting than it is hot. I'm gonna think that. I need to be someone in the camera. And I have like a spit bowl. I'm stuck in my closet. I told them, if like you're leaving, like don't open the door. So
I was wondering if you're in the closet.
All right.
So okay, ready?
All right, time's going. All right. Already hot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what is your favorite app on your phone that you could not live without, and why?
Instagram?
Why can't you live without it?
Holy shit.
Oh, man.
Just wildlife.
I can't believe she stuck it in her mouth that long.
Oh, I saw them.
If you
which parent are you most closest to?
My mom.
Your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You feel what's your favorite movie?
Wayne's World.
Did you say Braveheart?
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent. If you could only watch one genre of movies the rest of your life, what would it be?
Comedy.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a Tinder date?
How many people have you kissed?
Pretty far. I don't know.
You whore.
I like that.
Who do you feel is the GOAT of MMA?
Laura.
Ah.
Nunez.
Who is your favorite person to follow on Instagram?
I don't know her name.
Who? I'm sorry, what?
I don't know her name.
I love this challenge.
How hot is that sucker? Is it the hottest thing you've ever eaten?
If you could be a star in a movie, what movie would it be?
Pretty First Date.
What?
Anything Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay.
So, what is the saddest movie? You only got 2 minutes and 20 seconds left.
Oh, my God.
You're halfway there. What is the saddest movie you've ever seen and why?
I don't know. Holocaust movie.
What makes you angry?
People ask me stupid questions. I'm crying.
What did you think you were going to be when you grew up? No, no more?
I know, man.
Oh.
Well done.
One last question. Would you recommend this challenge to
Hello. My mouth hurts.
Dude, wait for your lips. Dude, that shit hurts. Wait, what was the red?
Are you fat?
And so does coffee.
They feel puffy.
I'm good.
Matt, how long did you keep yours in?
Not long.
Oh, you just tested it and that was it?
It was too hot. I'm a big pussy.
Dude, one of our bets on David's time.
Gabriel says he has to do this challenge, so.
Whatever, you pussy, you want to do it with us?
Yes, bring him on. I want to see him. Do it.
Good job, Karen.
You didn't finish it, but, I mean,
my Karen does not look good. Karen, show your tongue. Show your tongue.
No.
Does anyone have tips for the girls to like cool their mouths down? We've got milk, ice cream, ice.
Pretty much dairy is the key to it. So
okay.
I muted her mic in case she's not feeling well.
Oh, and you were saying
like,
eat bananas beforehand.
Yeah, I ate too.
Gabriel says milk.
Why does the bananas help, do you reckon? Milk. Gabriel says milk.
The tongue just won't stop being on fire.
What are you eating? Ice cream. Oh, and I heard, like, you can't have skinny milk. Like, it's got to be full fat dairy.
I heard some people drink half and half.
Oh, okay.
I did see something about like pickle juice was supposed to help like counteract it.
Oh.
It hurts so bad.
Hey, look, and there's just sucker left.
What's that?
There's so much sucker left. Enjoy it for later. Or whenever I want poofy red lips without fucking putting lipstick on.
Is that the same sucker?
Yeah.
Wow. So I guess I did
nothing to it.
You can definitely like wash it off and give it to the kid.
Oh my god! So
my son doesn't listen to me. Like, oh hey, you want a cherry sucker?
Not only does it hurt so much, but the cinnamon taste is just—I want to puke.
Allie,
is David going to do the challenge tomorrow?
David's going to do the challenge tomorrow.
And, oh, good luck, David. I want to see this.
He says I'll he's going to break you. I don't know who went longer. We got 139. Yeah, I think she did.
Had like a minute.
Well, how long, Brian? 2 seconds.
Winning doesn't matter anymore. I don't know why I wanted to win.
I can only imagine what an extra minute of burn would have felt like. Do you play that first?
I played it before and after. That's the rule.
My lips are getting redder, I swear.
It's a nice shade of red.
Cute. Is Julian going to be doing the challenge tomorrow?
Who? I guess. No.
Julian. David. Oh, just David. What about David?
I asked him. He said he didn't want to do it.
Now he does.
I can't blame him. I can't blame him. That thing's
hot. No, it's Gabriel Green, not Gabe, our Gabe. I was thinking it was Gabe, our Gabe.
No, Gabriel won't be doing it either on tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely hit up Mr. Green and get his information. We'll have him back on.
And then do you know what our next challenge is going to be?
What do you mean? The challenge really isn't going to be for you guys. It's going to be for the guests.
But we get to play too.
Well, if we decide we want to do something else.
I like to spectate.
Like, are they all going to be spicy? Are we going to do something gross, something sour?
I thought we would just stick with the Satan's toe and just have our guests do it.
Okay.
We're just going to keep doing Satan's toe?
Yeah, and have our guests do it.
I got to go.
Karen, guys. How you doing?
I can see what it would cost to get you some like fish eyes or something.
No, don't do that.
No, that's fine.
Are you all right, Karen?
No, I gotta get off, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Karen.
There you go.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
Well,
I can only imagine. She took it longer than I did. I'm burning.
Well, it's amazing because, like, yeah, she took it longer, but you recovered way better.
Yeah.
It's because I ate 2 bananas earlier.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my God. I'm going to eat this whole thing.
Who are we having on next week?
Let me. I'm trying to figure out how to. Let me see. I should always have the calendar pulled up, but I never do.
It feels like it hurts.
Next week is BKFC, so I will be going. So we don't have any guests scheduled for the 24th, which is when our next show will be.
Okay, so no show.
No show next week. I'm going to be in Biloxi, Mississippi at the BKFC event.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Mm.
Well, I'm it was hungry. A great show.
This was fun.
Lunchtime here. It was a great show, yes.
It was. I really enjoyed Gabriel.
I really did not know what to expect and how that was going to feel, and it did not feel like how I thought it was going to. It made you really salivate. That was what was so hard with that. I had to keep spitting because I couldn't talk. I felt like I was going to drown.
Yeah.
And then when you spit, you just push all that shit all over your lips and your lips get all heated.
Yeah, somebody said you almost feel high from it.
You know, what?
Why? Because you feel like energized or something. That's what somebody said.
Because I feel like I'm going to die.
It was like DMT from near-death experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Kind of. I've had that. That's fucked up.
Like, I bet if you stayed the whole time, like how Karen kept pushing it, I bet you would start seeing some shit.
Your insides hurt? Like
that is like some fucking sadomasochism shit.
Does your insides hurt, Allie? No?
No, and that's what I was worried about. I was more worried about later on that, like, my gut was going to hurt.
Yeah.
From all the, like, shit. But, I mean, so far, it's just concentrated up here.
Yeah, I have, like, acid reflux, and it really hurt the next
day. Well, say I took an acid reflux pill, like, this morning. Just
you were all prepped. Ahead.
Yeah. Yep. And smart. I still lost.
Well, if nothing else, Karen's a champ. So
I was like, Karen's a winner.
So far. All right. Well, I'm not sure who. So I'll need to be getting some guests on for next on the 24th. Maybe we can get Gabriel come back on and do the challenge. Since we don't have anybody.
Line that stomach, Gabriel. You already gave him good tips, Allie. Anyway, have a great week, guys, and we'll see you.
And remember,
drink
some Dringer. Dringer is a pre-workout. We got proteins and we got creatine and all sorts of. We got testosterone.
And there's no crash with it, which is really nice too. There's no crash. You don't get like the weird tinglies from too much creatine.
And they're working on a ambassador program, so fighters and things can get bonuses for when people buy the products through them. So, but other than that, it was a good show, and we'll see everybody next week or the week.
I'll definitely remember this one.
Take care, Allie.
Bye.
Have fun, Sam. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You know. Perfect.